Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Dolly Varden Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DV and on the OTCQX under the symbol DOLLF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Sean Cancun. Now, Sean, there's big news that came out of Dolly Varden just this week, December 6th. Dolly Varden and Fury Gold Mines came together to consolidate the emerging Canadian silver gold district in the Golden Triangle. So Dolly Varden here is acquiring the Golden Triangle projects from Fury Gold. It's a $50 million deal, $5 million in cash, and about 76.5 million shares of Dolly Varden. That will bring Fury's ownership up to just short of 37% of Dolly Varden. The company will also get two board of director members as long as they maintain, I believe it's over a 20% interest in the company. Now, the projects that Dolly Varden is acquiring here, the Homestake property, along with the Homestake Ridge project, these are connected really to the Dolly Varden Silver property. Sean, start us off with just a general comment on how this deal came together and the general strategy behind it for Dolly Varden Silver, please.
Corey, thanks for having me on. I think this is the marriage of two like-minded management teams that realize that this is an M&A transaction, one of the rare M&A transactions where both sides come out with a win, where Fury gets to unlock value from this project, and Dolly gets to make an accretive acquisition for its shareholders. So essentially, you have one trend here. So there's 15 kilometers of Hazelton rocks in the Golden Triangle. So these are the same rocks that host Brucejack, Pretium's Brucejack. That's just a recent takeover bid from Newcrest for almost $3 billion. These are the same rocks that host Eskay Creek. And now we're bringing 137 million ounces of silver equivalent under one ownership, unifying this Kitsault Valley trend. And in addition to all the known resources, there's about 5.5 kilometers that are in between the deposits that are unexplored. So there's tremendous growth potential. But it's really an opportunity for Fury to ride the equity. So they're going to be 37% shareholders. And as the company gets re-rated, they're going to see some tremendous growth in terms of the value of the shares. And so it's a great opportunity where we get a partner, we get the expertise of two of their managers, Tim Clark, CEO, and Michael Henriksen, VPX, that are coming on our board. They celebrate our strong technical team, from technical advisor and director Rob McLeod to our chief geologist Rob Van Egmont. Andrew Hamilton's just recently joined the team. So we've got a lot of depth on the technical side. And this is a rare project where size meets grade. This is the only project in North America where you've got gold endowment, silver endowment at these grades. It's the only project where you've got better than a 5 gram gold equivalent or better than a 300 gram silver equivalent where you've got this level of endowment. And it's a total endowment of 137 million ounces of silver equivalent.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you about that, but that's important to note there. Resource base total of 137 million ounces of silver equivalent now under the Dolly Varden name once this deal closes, assuming it will close. I do have to ask you, though, regarding these shares, the 76.5 million shares to Fury that they will hold, any lockup terms that we should know about here?
We're going to vote on this transaction in February, assuming that our shareholders vote in favor of it. Then we've got to get TSXV approval. So assuming this all goes to plan, the shares will be issued in April or May. From that moment, there's going to be a 1 year hold on those shares. So these shares will not be free trading until the spring of 2023. But in addition to that, Fury has signed an investor rights agreement where they've agreed to certain rights. But in addition, they're going to be voting with management for the next 3 years. And they're really looking to ride the upside and unlock the potential as we de-risk the assets, as we grow the mineral inventory, as we move and take some of the inferred ounces at Homestake Ridge into the indicated category. So they're looking to us to drive value, to unlock value. And I suspect that the shares we issued to them at that nominal price, 59 cents a share, we're already seeing it in the market today. Despite a weak precious metals market, our shares are trading higher. Their shares are trading higher. And, you know, as we move away from tax loss selling and as U.S. investors, you know, because of some of the tax changes to the tax code in the U.S., I think we're going to see even more momentum and even more price appreciation as we get into 2022.
Well, Sean, it makes a lot of sense for these two projects to be combined because you were already seeing some pretty interesting results just from what you were looking at on the northern side of your Homestake Ridge part of the property. So now to have them combined, the question comes to my mind, you had kind of alluded to it, but is there any work that's going to be going on between where the two projects were, kind of in that gap zone between what Fury had and what Dolly Varden had? And what can you tell us about the area that adjoins the two projects?
Well, it's never been explored because over the last 100 years, these projects have seen 18 different operators and there's been no incentive for either party. There's no incentive for me to point our rigs heading north. There was no incentive for Fury to position rigs south. But now that these projects are going to be unified, there are three large anomalies that lie in that 5.5 kilometer stretch and there's been zero exploration work. So we know there's multiple deposits that we can fit into that area. And I know that, moving forward, if we do come together and if this deal is consummated by our shareholders, my plan moving forward would be an aggressive infill program at Homestake. So we'd be moving those inferred ounces into the indicated category and looking to take some of the opportunities at Homestake Silver to depth. And we've got some tremendous opportunities on the Dolly Varden side, so we're going to continue working to bridge the gap in between Torbert and Wolf. And then, of course, you know, the big blue sky, the big potential, the next 100 million ounces that we could discover is in that 5.5 kilometer stretch.
Well, Sean, just some of the early feedback, I think most people really like the combination of the projects, but there has been some feedback that Dolly Varden has been seen as, you know, the silver play in the Golden Triangle and that it was unique because it's silver in Canada. And there's some people that are worried that, like many silver companies, that maybe there's more focus on gold now versus silver. But you've mentioned that there's still some really nice silver targets in this Homestake package. So walk investors that may be concerned about the shift to gold through that process and that there actually still is a lot of silver in this project.
So I'm probably one of the biggest silver bugs you'll ever come across. And I know the triangle well. And it's not only due to the fact that this project is hosted in the same trend and it's only a few kilometers away, but I specifically went after this project because it's the only project that I'm aware of in the Golden Triangle that has this endowment of silver. So if you look at the Homestake 43101, there's about 19 million ounces of silver contained in their resource estimate. So you've got roughly 20 million ounces of silver that's right next door to our 44 million ounces. And if you look at the growth potential of the three zones, I'm most excited about Homestake Silver. And so for me, you know, we're coming into a project, we're taking our 44 million ounces, we're adding another 19 million ounces. But I look at the gold component at Homestake, the 900,000 ounces of gold we're getting, you know, it's, again, for precious metals investors, you know, it's one thing to be reporting silver equivalents when you're lumping in lead or zinc. It's another thing to bring your precious metals investors and giving them leverage to rising gold prices as well. So there's tremendous silver growth potential. There's still the potential on our property for 100 million ounces. You know, the area between Wolf and Torbrick, we've got some 2021 drill results that we are awaiting from the assay labs. So I think there's a 2 kilometer stretch in between Torbert and Wolf where we'll grow silver endowment, and then we'll focus on Homestake Silver and to grow the 20 million ounces that we're acquiring.
So, Sean, I guess just to summarize the exploration plans here, you do have that blue sky. You also do have that large silver equivalent resource base. Is next year then going to be focused more on making new discoveries or at least showing some smoke in some of these untested areas? Or are you really going to be focused on moving a lot of that home stake resource into that indicated category?
It'll be both, just much like it was this year at Dolly Varden. You know, it was a 50-50 focus around resource expansion and extension, and then a 50% allocation to exploration. So it'll be a similar approach moving forward, where we will look to de-risk and to increase our confidence around known resources. And, you know, my experience there is you get rewarded. You know, some of the lessons we learned from the 2020 season, when you hone into the high grade pockets, like there's areas on the Homestake Main project where you've got high grade gold over significant widths. I'm very curious to drill and to step out and to drill some tighter space drilling in and around those areas. And then, of course, the big blue sky potential is there's these three monster geophysical anomalies that we want to drill test. And if you look at the cluster, that's what this is. We've got seven deposits, four on the Dolly side, three on the Homestake side. We've got seven deposits. I would be surprised if we couldn't fit another three in between that 5.5 kilometer stretch.
Well, Sean, just speaking to some of the ones on the Dolly side of the fence for a second, you know, you mentioned the area between Torbert and Wolf, but you've also think there's some expansion potential between Wolf and South Reef. So maybe just walk investors through where some of that drilling focus may be moving forward.
Yeah. So, you know, South Reef is the most southern part of the Homestake project. Wolf is the most northern part of the Dolly project. So that's exactly where that 5.5 kilometer stretch is. But then honing into Wolf, you know, we've got some step out holes that we drilled around Wolf, and it's part of the same Torbert horizon. So, you know, keep your eyes on Dolly for upcoming drill results in and around Wolf. If they're successful, it's going to validate the idea that there is a link between Torbert and Wolf and an expansion of the Torbert horizon.
Okay, so lots of exploration. Sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you guys, assuming, again, this deal gets approved and then getting onto the ground when the weather dictates. Let's talk about the overall transaction cost again, the $5 million in cash. Where does the company stand in terms of cash right now to satisfy that $5
million? So we currently have $16 million in the bank. We would be parting with $5 million, leaving us with $11 million in the treasury. The other component of this transaction is the equity component that we talked about earlier. Now, we do have a shareholder in Hecla that has a participation right. If Hecla exercises their participation right, that would equal about $5 million. So essentially, if Hecla moves back to a 10% holding, assuming this transaction goes forward, that would offset the $5 million that are going out the door to Fury, bringing our treasury back to $16
million. Okay, I'm glad you addressed that as well. So, Sean, I guess just as a general comment here, how do you want investors or those just watching the company here to understand what this transaction does to help immediately grow the resource base, but also have all these other targets and growth potential?
Well, what I would hope the investors would focus on is I came into Dolly Varden in February of 2020, and what I inherited was a company with a $20 million market cap. There was 44 million ounces of silver in the ground, and there was $3 million in the bank. The company was trading about $20,000 worth of stock a day. I hope what the investors would celebrate that is inside of 2 years, I've dramatically transformed this company into a prominent takeover candidate in the Golden Triangle. I've grown our mineral inventory. I've done it in an accretive way. I've raised money non-dilutively. I've gotten the support of Eric Sprott, and we're going to continue growing. This is not just an exploration story. One of the things we'll look at is Homestake had put out a PEA in April of 2020, and it's a very robust report, and it only represents Homestake, and it's looking through the lens of $1,600 gold. So we've got higher metal prices today. we can now also bring in the Dolly Varden project, but we would still only be utilizing 1 mil. So it would be 1 mil, 2 projects. So that's going to be a very, very robust preliminary economic assessment to come. We've got tremendous exploration potential, and we are already at a level of endowment that, you know, it's not quite at the category where you would attract a BHP type entity. You know, you're probably looking to want to get up to about 300 million ounces of silver before something would transpire there. But we would have a path to getting to that level of endowment. And I think that with all the ground we own, the 15 kilometers of Hazelton Rocks in the Golden Triangle, with, you know, with all these known areas, all this expansion potential, I envision this company, you know, trading at a much, much higher valuation, you know, being re-rated, higher, more analyst coverage, more institutional investors, more liquidity, some very exciting times ahead for the new Dolly Varden.
All right, Sean, really appreciate you taking time to share some of these details on this acquisition. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we will follow up on some more news. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Dolly Varden Silver. Sean, keep us up to date on some future news. Thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Corey.